Good morning, A-Town. You know who it is. It's the Streets Morning Takeover, Streets 94.5. This is the Second Day Update, brought to you by 1-800-HURT-911. And I just need to know who's on the line this morning.
It's DeAndre.
Dre, what's happening, DeAndre?
Hey, DeAndre. Good morning, babe.
Good morning. Oh, I'm just calling. You know, I'm looking for this girl, Tamika, I took out.
All right, tell us about your situation.
I worked in the same building with her. You know, I took out to the pre-screen to see Black Panther. You know, I ain't hear from her since then.
Are you aware of anything that could have happened while y'all was on this date?
I mean, it was a small run-in, but it was nothing major like that.
All right, so everything went pretty cool on the date.
Yeah, it went pretty cool.
I mean, what she looked like? How she looked? She tall?
She was one bad thing, man.
Bad.
Okay, all yeah. right.
You weren't, eyes weren't wondering why you was out with her. You weren't looking at no other women in that way.
Nah. Okay. I mean, she was thick, so I mean, I didn't have to do all that.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, you don't know, and that's how it be sometimes. Sometimes people be thinking it was the perfect date until we get the other person on the phone. So this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to get Tamika on the phone and try to find out what's really good, okay? Now, what I want you to do is just wait till your turn. Don't say nothing, no matter what she say, and we'll bring you on. And if she decides to give you a second date update, no matter what y'all have gone through, we're going to hook you up with a $50 gift card, all right?
All right.
Okay, cool. I can't tell by talking to him. You know what I mean?
But what happened? No, we can't never tell. You know what?
Oh, I really sometimes think... we can talk to people and they sound like
yeah, you right. Yeah. You're right about it. Man, I can't wait to see what Tamika gonna say.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. My speaker, Tamika.
This is she.
Hey, Tamika. What you doing this morning, boo?
Nothing much. Who is this?
Who you wanted to be? Nah, let me quit playing. I
was about to say, stop playing on my phone.
I know. Hey, man, this young Jock Mo Quick and shout it, man. Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, okay then. Yeah, baby, so check it out, man. We got a segment on our show called Second Date Update. And basically, somebody called up here looking for you, and they said, you know what? They ain't heard from you since y'all last date. So are you familiar with a brother by the name of DeAndre?
Yeah, I know him.
You know DeAndre? Well, DeAndre yes. said he know you too, and one thing he don't know is why he ain't heard from you since y'all last run-in.
Okay, so this is what happened. We work in the same building or whatever, and we went out, and we were in line for the pre-screening to see Black Panther, and some dude cut in front of us. Like, he was big. So I'm like, hold on, what you doing? And I began to argue with the dude. And DeAndre just standing there, like, he's trying to calm me down instead of defending me. So that's why I ain't calling back, and I was a little
upset
about it.
Wait a minute, hold on.
So why you start arguing with the dude, though? Like,
what you mean? Because he jumped in front of them.
Hold on, Mo.
He jumped in front of us.
See,
that's the problem. You cannot insert yourself into a man's position.
Is that a man's position, or was that just somebody who jumped in front of her?
For a woman to approach a man on anything is a man's position, because you never know what you're going to get.
But he didn't say nothing. Like, he was just going to let it happen.
No, but you started it, right?
No, he started it when he got in front of them.
No, but she started by saying something. She didn't have to be confrontational.
Okay, let's not argue.
I'm just supposed to let him cut. Like,
exactly, baby. Let's not argue with each other back and forth. We actually do have DeAndre on the line. And I'm curious, DeAndre, how come you even allowed her to start it? How come you didn't jump right in as soon as he jumped in front of you guys?
Because, you know, I'm a real chill, laid-back dude. You know, I ain't feel the need. It was that important.
But y'all had been in there for hours waiting, and this fool can just jump in front of you?
How do you know they've been there for hours? She never
I'm
said.
Sorry, you guys. How long were you in line waiting for the biggest movie of the year?
We were in line for hours, like she said.
Okay, yeah, sounds about right.
Okay, so that's not even the worst part. Uh-oh. The dude said that we all gonna see the movie together, and then he gonna call me a little bitch.
What?
He gonna act like he didn't even hear him say that.
Oh, he
DeAndre.
Thought...
DeAndre, I don't hear nothing from you, baby. Are you feeling ashamed now? Did you hear him call her the B word?
I didn't even hear him call her the B word.
I feel you want to die behind a coworker.
Right.
Yeah.
He said, right. DeAndre.
So you did hear him call a little bit.
I got him to tell the truth.
How you feel, young lady?
I don't even know anymore. I don't even think he knows what's going on or what happened. I don't even know if he was paying attention or where he was.
So
I'm over it.
So with that being said, that means you're over the misunderstanding. Maybe he didn't hear it. So that means that perhaps you're going to give DeAndre a second date?
I might.
You might.
Okay, wow, you would... seriously consider that after everything that happened?
If he honestly didn't hear it, then yeah, but
wow. So DeAndre, did you honestly not hear him call?
Be honest, D.
I honestly did not hear it.
Exactly.
That's what you better say.
Hell, I guess. All go right, ahead and give him this money,
so,
Jack.
So what? I mean, but I, she still gotta say it. She ain't said it. Are you gonna give him a second date or not?
Yeah, I'll give him a second date.
Wow.
That is. Hey,
who
man.
Knew this?
Dreams do come true.
Okay.
Hey, Dre, hey, man, I'm going to hook y'all up with a $50 gift card on behalf of 1-800-HURT-911. Next time, man, make sure you keep your ears clean so if you do hear something, you'll hear it and you can defend your lady friend, coworker, girlfriend, whatever she is, all right? Hey, time y'all call us up by this second date update, man, 443-520-945. Let's talk. Keep it locked. Number one in the streets, 94.5.